spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Monday, baby.
Happy Monday. Got a lot of stuff to get to in about an hour.
Well,
you know, we've talked about Memphis and how they're dealing with five cops who killed a man. We got the Phoenix PD. They're dealing with a dicey situation, not anything near what happened in Memphis.
No.
But it is a bit of a dicey situation. We've talked about that specific situation before, and now we found out what is going to happen to those officers in Phoenix, so stick around for that.
Super Bowl, we know who's going to play. It's going to be the Chiefs and the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly,
no.
As they will be here just to annoy you. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Your singing annoys me.
The Super Bowl always has fun because they have the ads, right? People get excited. Oh, my God, it's the ads, the halftime show, the ads. Well, we've got a new ad this year. There's going to be a couple of them run, and, well, he gets us.
There was this controversial figure. Everywhere he went, people challenged him.
The message is stark, arresting, and backed by $100 million. That's how much organizers say is behind this campaign to market Jesus as a patient, loving, inclusive cure for our divisive times.
Oh, patient, loving, cure. Part of the reason it is, and have you seen some of the commercials that, like, that he gets us one where he was born here and he grew up here. He was born to a poor mother and poor father.
He was an immigrant.
He was an immigrant, and they go through this and it.
They're on a lot,
yeah. You know. And at the end, he gets us right. And part of the reason they're pushing this, and part of the reason they're excited about this, is the fact that young people, just, we talked about last week, they want nothing to do with religion.
No.
And none of
Christianity.
And Christianity in particular, they feel it's just it's a bunch of baloney. It's a bunch of hypocrisy. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get away from a lot of that stuff. And so they're breaking out these things.
We're trying to unify the American people around the confounding love and forgiveness of Jesus.
The campaign website is filled with phrases saying, Jesus called out the toxic religious and political systems, led the protest against the walls that divide us, and broke the chains that held women in bondage. Merchandise declares Jesus was a refugee and an immigrant. At first blush, it can all read like a stand against radical right-wing politics and related divisiveness.
But it's not, because when you go into it deeper, it talks about, you know, a lot of craziness and chaos out there, and they are backed by a ton of money from some people in Kansas, and it is still, you know, it's still conservative in that. But, you know, they're trying to make it so that it looks like, hey, it doesn't matter who you are, Jesus loves you. Come hang out of church. He was all of the things that you think that these people don't like. Stay away from regular politics and stay away from regular church that's going to be this way. He's welcoming to everybody.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. It is because young people are staying away from the church in massive droves. Because I think, you know, they see certain things that happen at certain churches, and they think that's got to be happening at every church. I'll give you an example. This infuriated me. There's a Jacksonville church. If you want to be part of that church, you have to sign an anti-LGBTQ document. And if you don't sign it, you're not allowed in the church. And I can just promise you.
What is an anti-LGBT? What is that even? What is that? Like, do you have to go around yelling at them? You can't be gay?
You don't like what they stand for. You don't believe in gay marriage. You think that what they're doing is a sin. And if you don't sign it, you can't go to the church. And I'm just here to say, I am a Christian.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
And that is not what...
I'm not signing anything for a church anyway.
What church
would ask you, hey, sign this that you're not going to have a drink.
Right.
Hey, sign this that you're not going to say a bad word.
Right.
Hey, sign this that you're not going to...
use the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, or you know, have premarital sex,
right.
or anything. Are we signing any of those things?
No, just against gay people. And so that's just a small snapshot of what I think a lot of young people see. And they say that's got to be the church everywhere. And I'm here to tell you that's not the case.
That's not the church. But it doesn't matter because you're an old fart.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm 49.
Doesn't matter. You're an old fart, boomer. That's what they call us. I'm like, I'm not a boomer. But it's, you're not, what do you call it, Xer?
Okay. Is this campaign going to turn people to go to church? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I think
it's not about going to church, though. It's about This is who Jesus was. It's not about going to church. The church is something that we, you know, after Jesus was here, that came the church. He, you know, this isn't about the church. It's about Jesus,
that's
who he
good,
was,
though.
His love.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of the campaign is like he's relatable. And I think a lot of people say, how is he relatable? He's basically God. But he is absolutely relatable if you think about it. He suffered. He felt pain. He was betrayed. He lived here as a man.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was persecuted.
Of course.
He was also despised by all the religious scholars.
Right.
I mean, you go down the line of all of the things that he went through to show that, look how relatable he was.
Yeah. And so I think if they can show that.
I think they're trying to do with some of these things.
Well, I think that's good. If they can show that he's relatable and he's not just, you know, this figure who some people think, well, you know, lived. Some people say, no, I'm not so sure. There's a guarantee he lived. Yeah. I mean, the Bible is.
I don't even know anybody who says he didn't live because you can go, even people who are atheists, like, of course he lived. There was all kinds of documentations about it.
Right.
Now, whether you believe he was the son of God, that's a different story. But the relatability thing is just showing the little things. He was an immigrant. He was this. He was that. You know, all the things, who his parents were and who he hung out with, too.
Right. You didn't hang out with the best of
people. No, he hung out with the exact opposite.
Exactly.
Of that. And that was, you know, I mean, those are the things I think they're trying to show about the inclusiveness and the love of God, but also about the fact that, you know, when God talked to him, what did he say? He says, look, you know what? Yeah, you did some bad things. I forgive you. We forgive you for that. We're done. But don't do these things anymore. And that's the other side of it. And a lot of people want to know, is there some evil behind this group here, these evil Christians that are, you know, and I'm just like, CNN dug deeper and they found somebody and you're just like, okay, this is where we're going to go with this.
Yeah.
Because, oh, you guys are taking up Super Bowl time. Well, yeah. And they're not trying to sell anything other. Here's Jesus. This is what he was about.
I don't know if they're all above board. I don't know this company. I don't get it. It's $100 million. I hope it is, because I think everybody should know Jesus. At least look into it. At least read a little bit about it. At least, you know, go and attend. See if it's something that you like. You got to find the right church. I always talk about it. You got to find the right church. We're talking about this Jacksonville church. How awful. That's the opposite of what Jesus would have done. Make you sign
something
for LGBT.
Who was the Westboro Baptist? Right,
they're
awful lunatics
too, right.
As well. You find loonies everywhere.
Exactly.
And in every religion. They take religion because their whole thing is they're building a cult, not a religion. And religion is silly. It's following and believing. That's what hopefully this thing is about.
You know what's also a turnoff for young people? I'll tell you this right now. There's a few churches in the Valley. They hold all these events for like Kerry Lake and far right Republicans. I got to tell you, and you know what church you are. You look bad. That's a black eye for Christianity. You want to house all of these very far right conspiracy theorists. You make us look bad. That church I'm talking about makes everybody who's a Christian look bad because they allow that to happen within their doors. They have an agenda. And they let people come in and spew a bunch of garbage, and it probably makes them money. And
maybe it does. And I think, you know, I mean, again, a lot of them, I think they think, good, we'll get these people elected. We don't care about these people. We want to use them to get our agenda across, whatever that is. And usually their agenda is not a loving kind agenda.
Exactly. And that's where Christianity gets a bad name. And, you know, us as Christians, too, you know what? We don't do our part either. We sometimes we talk down to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're hypocrites.
I understand why people don't want to go to church. Trust me, I understand. They'll shake your hand and pat you on the back, and when you turn around, they'll start talking crap about you. I get it.
But I don't know where I'd be without my church being a Christian. I don't think I'd be the man that I am, that at least I want to be, you know? And I think a lot of people are missing out on it. Because they see the noisemakers, and then they turn away and say, that's not for me. Like, you know, if you're LGBTQ in this ridiculous church in Jacksonville, I'll tell you right now, if you're gay, if you're lesbian out there, you want to go to church, call me. I'll go to church with you. Yeah, I'll go to church with you in a second.
There's a movie coming out this year and later on next month called The Jesus Revolution, starring Kelsey Grammer. And the guy that is who plays Jesus in The Chosen, he's in it as well. It's a true story about like kind of the 70s revolution of Jesus. And hey, you know what? You guys are old fuddy-duddies and farts. Mm-hmm. My people are welcomed everywhere, so better start welcoming people into your doors.
Yeah.
You know?
And some churches do it a lot better than others.
And if you want the young people, you got to welcome them, and you got to go to them a different way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Big All time. Right. Coming up next, only one way to muzzle crazy parents at their kid's sporting event. And we'll talk about it next, the Gatos and Chad Show. You know how parents get unruly at their kids' games?
I do.
My goodness.
That's why I don't coach.
I know, right?
That's why I don't. I'll never coach again in any serious fashion.
You know, I have a few friends who they go and they watch their kid play, and they're horrified at what some of the parents say to the umpire. They're horrified at, you know, a basketball game. The parents that are screaming. We've talked about that for years.
Jack's team is pretty good.
Yep.
There's some teams he plays against that are pretty good, and there's some teams he's played against that you're like, this is, who are you? Stop living your life through your child.
Yeah. Well, there was a basketball game. It was high school in Wisconsin. And apparently, you know, you have these two teams, and apparently some of the parents of the kids, they were just screaming at the referees. And the interesting thing is, this isn't, you know, this is a high school basketball game. So think of a big gymnasium, and it's not even close to being packed. So if there's a microphone somewhere, you're picking up everything the parents say.
Yeah.
So this keeps going on, right? And the PA announcer decides, you know what? I'm going to say something. How about that?
I like it.
All right. Take a listen to this. This is the PA announcer at a high school game. All right. It's a little off mic, so you have to listen. Maybe turn the radio up just a bit. Here we go. This is what he said.
I would like to take this opportunity to remind all fans, and I should have done this a lot earlier.
So he said, listen, I'm going to say this, and I should have prefaced it a lot earlier.
I thought you clicked it like he was going to say, shut the blank up.
Wait for it.
I should remind all fans, and I should have done this a lot earlier. Shut up.
So it's hard to understand, but he says, shut up. All of you fans, if you can do a better job, go put a striped shirt on and get down on the basketball court.
WYA's always looking for good officials. You guys think you want to work there, you know, huh? Do a little junior varsity girls basketball with, you know, in the great state of Wisconsin. You want to do that there? Shut your pie hole.
Right.
I know you, Jim. I ice fished with you. I'm going to tell your wife the horrible things you said to this referee.
I'm glad he finally said something. I'm thinking that PA announcer is listening to this over and over and over again. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go nuts on them and shut up.
The more the more serious that like now that you get like with club sports and stuff, parents are you're basically told.
Yeah.
Look, shut your pie hole.
Right.
You guys sit over here. If you say anything ridiculous, I'll kick your kid off the team. I don't care how good it is.
Yep. Mine just plays club volleyball, and they have a rule where if a parent or somebody makes there's 13 point, what's it called? You get 13 points taken away against your team if a parent says anything to the referee.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a, you can show your disgust for a call.
Yeah.
But there's a time to move on from it. I mean, I was telling you earlier, you know, I play softball every Friday.
You do?
Yeah. We play this one team. What a bunch of whiners. They're obviously, they're all adults. All they do throughout the whole game, and they're adults. All they do, what do they do? They whine about every single call. They're complaining that they're only two outs, not three. I mean, and it's like they do it every game. You only play them once in a while. But I'm to the point where I'm like, I might just skip you guys. If I see you on the schedule, maybe we'll show up an hour later. You guys can go. You can take the win. Go ahead. I just don't want to deal with you.
Yeah, it's no fun. And I get frustrated. You know, again, I'm lucky, but I used when I coached, I just don't want to do it anymore. They were horrible.
Yeah.
It was not – fun. And you sit there and you listen to this, and nobody wants to ref. Nobody wants to coach.
Right.
Nobody wants to do any of these things in a manner of fun. This is high school, too. Right. Yeah. You know, it's not like it's the NFL where they give another team an extra down. I don't know what that's about, NFL, but I'm looking at you. How many times are you going to let the Chiefs have an extra down?
Seriously. Yeah.
You could yell at him, right? Oh, absolutely. I paid a lot of money. I don't have any kid on this team. I'm yelling at you because I got money on this game.
Coming up next, holding up the headlines, Becky Lynn's got the 3:30 newscast. We will interrupt. We will react. We will mouth off at times and be snarky.
Snark!
It's next.
Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR. On air. 92.3 FM. Online at KTAR.com. And streaming live on the KTAR news app. Your breaking news and traffic. Now.
It's 3:30. And you know what that means. Time for us to hold up the headlines. And with those headlines, here she is, Becky Lynn.
All eyes on Arizona. Down to the big game.
Well, the Super Bowl at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, February 12th, is set now. The Philadelphia Eagles square off with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ben Smarada, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, joined Arizona's Morning News and says, on paper, this looks like a great matchup.
Philadelphia defense is just nasty, and they showed that yesterday in their big win over San Francisco. On the flip side of it, you got Kansas City, and they're, as you heard Jim Nantz say, their third Super Bowl in 4 years. Patrick Mahomes playing on one leg basically last night, a very heroic performance.
And this will be the fourth Super Bowl played in Arizona and the first since 2015. Jim Cross, KTAR News.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
Can't believe we're going to have Eagles fans in Arizona.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
This is what I noticed about Eagles fans. They all breathe out of their mouth, Becky Lynn. Have you realized that?
No,
and you called them knuckle draggers earlier.
Right.
Said they're probably not educated people.
They're not. And when you speak to them close up, you have to wear, you know what? You should wear a COVID mask because there's a lot of spittle coming at you. It's just how they do it in Philadelphia. They're just a different breed, Becky Lynn.
You've been to Philadelphia and experienced this firsthand. Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
You got to be careful. Don't be a close talker to an Eagles fan because you're going to face full of spit.
Somebody's from New York over here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's a sense that maybe he's from New York.
The good thing is we'll be able to recognize them right away because they'll all be wearing their garb and we'll know who to stay away from, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've never looked good in green. I look good in almost every color, Becky Lynn. Green, not my color.
It's a tough color to pull off.
It's a tough color to
pull off. Regardless of where you're from.
Okay. By the way, this should be a really good Super Bowl. You probably have the two best teams in the NFL playing each other. So go Chiefs. Becky Lynn, we're holding up the headlines.
Well, more on the Super Bowl. After more than a year of planning, the time has come for first responders to deploy their resources for the big game. The Phoenix Fire Department has already deployed medic carts throughout downtown.
We're going to have four firefighters. Two of them are paramedics. We have all of our advanced life support gear that will be on here. So if it's an emergency that we need to tend to somebody, there's nothing that this cart team can't handle.
Rob McDade with the department says the carts are small enough to weave in and out of traffic easier than a truck or an ambulance. They can hold up to 100 gallons of water to help put out fires.
You know, it's interesting when they had the same thing when I was in Cleveland for the national convention. They had those little carts everywhere. That was kind of neat because there were so many people crammed into an area. But in England, in London, they have motorcycle paramedics who zoom around with the paramedic stuff, try to get you situated just in case something bad happens. Mm. And I always thought that was kind of interesting. I'm like, why don't we do that more here? Get you there. Get somebody there immediately that can help you. And then the cavalry, comes in later.
You weave in between cars.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, they're going to do it.
We're holding up the headlines.
Oh, by the way, for more stories on the big game in Arizona, we got them.
We're not allowed to say Super Bowl.
Can we not say Super Bowl? Well, you keep saying big game.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go to KTAR.com/AZ Super Bowl.
Yeah, what's the big deal about?
Well, it is a big game.
Well, no, but I understand that. But there is a rule.
Yes, there is a rule.
That you're not allowed to what? Call it the Super Bowl because of trademark?
If you're not affiliated in some way with the actual Super Bowl, you are not allowed to use the term Super Bowl.
I thought that's when we were selling. When we're reporting it, we're fine. But we're not part of an advertising. We're not advertising it.
You could argue we have a website. There are ads on the website. You know, they're very sticklish. But the thing about it is we're affiliated with it. Because we have the Arizona Super Bowl host committee show on KTAR.
Yeah, see, we're fine.
So, see, right. We're good.
So we can call it the Super Bowl.
You can.
Well, I'll call it the Super Bowl anyway.
I just did.
What do they call it? The waste management thing? I never call it that. It's the Phoenix Open. Yeah. That's what I call it. Okay.
The People's Open.
Okay.
You really are interrupting today.
I'm sorry. Okay, we're holding up the headline.
Electric vehicles are becoming more and more popular, and that means emergency crews have to learn how to respond to calls involving these cars before they go charging in. KTAR's Colton Krolak is live in the news center to tell us more.
Every car fire presents a new challenge, and that can be especially true with hybrids or electric vehicles.
When these fires burn, they burn extremely hot and fast, and they can be very difficult to put out just due to the amount of batteries and the cells that are involved with these types of fires.
Captain Scott Douglas with the Phoenix Fire Department explains because of this, these fires need tons of water and to keep that water out of city drains. Firefighters also have to be careful to not to cut through certain electrical lines or the battery cells themselves when freeing someone to avoid creating additional problems. Live in the news center, Colton Krolak, KTAR News.
So we're talking about like a Tesla?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Did you see the Tesla that
burst into flames?
Yeah. 6,000 gallons of water in California to put it out.
Oh, my.
6,000 gallons of water to put it out.
Yeah. Those batteries, it's just like anything. Think about your phone when it starts to get old and it gets hot. Now think about that as a car.
Yeah. I'm looking at this car, man. It looks like somebody nuked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's no good. If I'm buying a Tesla, I don't want it to spontaneously burst into flames. I'm buying a gas guzzler. Let's just start drilling.
You hate
a lot
penguins.
More.
We know that. We talk about it all the time. Okay. You hate people from Philadelphia. Hate penguins.
Right. Right. Okay. We're holding up the headlines.
A grand jury's chosen not to indict a Phoenix police officer on criminal charges following a use of force incident in October. The video footage showed the officer kicking a handcuffed man, and that caused the Maricopa County Attorney's Office to recommend criminal charges, but the grand jury decided against that.
Where's the handcuffed? I don't see a handcuff. I saw
on the ground.
Yeah, I saw the guy on the
heading
ground.
Towards the ground.
Yeah. And I didn't see a kick. I saw more of like a push with his foot. And I know how that sounds, but there is difference between winding up your leg and kicking the guy straight in the teeth or putting your foot on the top of his head and pushing it.
And him being so handcuffed too. Because he wasn't handcuffed. From what I see and Wiseman brought in earlier, is like, here's another thing, an angle from what I see, he's nowhere near being handcuffed.
And this is the guy who was talking to the police, and then the police said, listen, we've got an emergency, we've got to leave. They got in their car, and this guy goes, well, I'm just going to shoot at the car. And that's what they did. And so the police did a U-turn, they had to come back. This guy runs into the QT, and he's got a gun. And these two cops came in there, and they took his rear end down. And I got to tell you, I totally agree. They should not be charged with anything.
You shoot at the police, you should know that the fact that he's alive, I think, is kind of how many times have you heard you shoot at the cops? I mean, you shot at the cops, then you ran into a place where there were people.
Yeah, yeah. And he could have killed a whole bunch of people.
Absolutely.
And the two police officers, I think they did their job. No charges. Holding up the headlines.
One more thing.
We are the party that brings jobs and opportunity and a great economy, and we've got to get back to that.
Back to the basics for the new GOP party chair in Arizona, Jeff DeWitt. Some are questioning his attendance, though, at Kerry Lake's rally last night, but DeWitt defended himself, telling Arizona's Morning News his job is to unite every Republican.
No matter who it is, forget last night, but no matter who it is, I'm going to be helping every Republican. It doesn't mean I believe in everything they're saying or everything they want to do. But overall, I believe that every Republican should get elected over the other parties.
He replaces Kelly Ward as the party chair.
It's not going to do any good. He's just like Kelly Ward.
No, I don't think he was like Kelly Ward. I think he's gone a lot away from the Kelly Ward stuff.
So he was never a Trump stooge.
No, he was at one time, but you could still change, right? Can't you change?
A lot of people don't change.
I think he's gotten away from the insanity. And he said, looking at 2020 and doing the things in the past aren't getting anybody elected. It's time to move away. More and more Republicans feel that way.
Who is he hanging out with his arm around her like they were best friends? Excuse me. Wendy Rogers. This is a guy who wants to be wonderful friends with
but he's still got to deal with the Republicans. It's a horrible, like, if I bet he doesn't buy into 90% of what they do, but you've still got to deal with them.
My first weekend, where now I'm the head of the Republican Party, I'm hanging out with Kerry Lake and Wendy Rogers. Let me tell you, That's not going to get it done. And Republicans are furious that this guy's going to run the party. Maybe Kelly Ward was the worst. This guy ain't no better.
Well, let's see. What if he gets a bunch of people elected? Let's be real. It's not a high bar to set with Kelly Ward. We got one. You're better than the last person.
I don't know if you're better than the last person.
Well, it depends on who gets through, right? At the end of the day, it's still about the candidates.
They couldn't have picked somebody better. I don't think Republicans want to win. That'll do it for Holding Up the Headlines. Brought to you by Carol Royce, Keller Williams Realty East Valley, HigherPrice.com. Go to HigherPrice.com. Up next, Super Bowl is set. The evil Eagles versus my Chiefs.
Fly, Eagles, fly!
Hey, does it matter that this is the first time that two black quarterbacks will face each other in the big game, Becky Lynn? Can't say the SB word, the big game. That's next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad.
Talking pigskin with Paulie. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
All right, Cardinals sideline reporter Paul Calvisi's joined us throughout the season. The Cardinals, by the way, if you don't know, out of the playoffs. They did not make it this year. They're currently looking for someone to run the team. But Paul, what do you make of Eagles fans? Because Chad and I are going back and forth. You know, they're very passionate, but also, you know, you've been around different, you know, fans from the NFL. Are they the most crass human beings that you've ever seen?
Larry, sources tell me you're actually renting out your house Super Bowl week to a bunch of Eagles fans. Is that correct?
Oh,
true
no.
or false?
No, I would not let those losers in my house.
What if it was super fan Bradley Cooper of American Sniper fame, you know, Star is Born? What about Hollywood actor Bradley Cooper, super Eagles fan? You know what I'm saying?
Then I would like to party with him, and I might put on a green shirt.
See, the Kansas City fans are going to show up. And you're right. The Kansas City fans are going to be all Midwest. You know, how's it going? And then the Eagles fans are going to show up and be like, hey, what are you looking at? So it's going to be a totally different attitude. You're absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. There will be an attitude with Eagle fan. And you know what? You might want to bring an extra paddy wagon or two Glendale PD to the, because remember, Eagles historically have had their own jail within their own stadium. And that's usually a necessity. That's by design. So Glendale PD, you might want to be on alert.
Any chance that snowballs get thrown at Santa Claus, even though he's not there, because they're just the worst kind of fan.
You might want to double up on the metal detectors, too. Yeah, just saying.
Well, I hate to say it, but they've got a great, great team. But again, Kansas City is amazing, too. Patrick Mahomes with a great effort yesterday, putting up with a lot of pain, high ankle sprain. Who do you like in this game?
I'll tell you what. I like that Eagles front. I like the Eagles getting after the quarterback. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is Mahomes, and we saw what he did in that stadium in week one, and I'm not surprised he's in the Super Bowl. And you have two really good quarterbacks, two tough quarterbacks, like you mentioned. But the Eagles' ability to get to the quarterback in that front seven is unbelievable. And look, this is how it boils down, guys. Who has the quarterback, and who has the ability to get to the quarterback? And both teams have had two of the best in both departments all season long. It's not that tough in the NFL. It's amazing how simple it really can be at the end of the season.
High ankle sprain yesterday. That thing, you could tell Patrick Mahomes was not himself. He's going to play. There's no doubt about that. But that thing doesn't, it's not going to fix itself between now and 2 weeks from now. And it's a different front that he's going to be facing.
And look, not only was he dealing with the ankle, he's missing his top three receivers, right? And just his ability. These are two of the best quarterbacks, but these are also two of the toughest dudes who are also the culture of their team, just like Joe Burrow is the culture of their team. This is what the Cardinals need from Kyler Murray. They need him to be that guy that everybody follows. The two leaders of those two teams are unquestionably Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. And yeah, they got a lot of weapons around him. I get it. And yeah, it was amazing how motivated the Chiefs were by the whole Burrowhead comment, right? The Bengals Arrowhead. Calling Arrowhead Burrowhead. Yeah. And then you hear Kelsey ripping the Cincinnati mayor. You know, know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. Come on, Larry. I know you enjoyed that.
Well, that's a quote from The Rock. That's what he used to say.
Well, he did say he deserved it. He goes, I deserved that one. Yeah.
He also said Jerry Springer was a better mayor than the current mayor of Cincinnati. So that one hurt.
I like the trash talk. All right, P-Cal, we got a roll. You're going to call us when the Cardinals hire somebody. Buddy, thanks for joining us.
Sean Payton by this time next week. We'll see.
You think that's going to happen?
I think they're negotiating right now. They keep adding names to the interview list. I think they're telling Peyton and they're telling the Saints, bring your price down. No one else is coming after you. Whereas we'll go hire someone else if we have to. I think the Cardinals are truly interested, but right now they're negotiating on the price, both to Peyton and to the Saints.
All right, Paul. Thanks, man.
Yep.
You've been listening to Pigskin with Pauly on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
Everybody's eyes lit up here when
Why would you come here?
Because you can...
Exactly.
I don't know. All right. Screw it. Go to commercial.